It's 4 p.m. on Saturday, the 15th of December, 2012. And I am just about to get ready for a social event, a night out, as it were. We are going to the town of Shotts, which is about 10, 11 miles away, and in direct line of my wife's hometown, and where we will pick up her sister and her husband and her bachelor brother, and we are heading up to a Christmas dinner and dance in St. Patrick's. We were there on Monday the 10th for the old age pensioners Christmas dinner with some entertainment, but this is the big bash, if you want, the main entertainment and the full Christmas dinner. Really looking forward to that. So I'm just about to pop into the shower. Although I did have a shower and a shave this morning, my wife has just had a second shower and instructed me to scrub up. So I guess it will be a good shower and armpit odour attention and aftershave and all kinds of smelly stuff. So I'm presentable to be hanging on her arm, or hopefully her hanging on my arm. The good thing is I'll be able to get a wee drink, although really I don't drink much, but I'll get a wee drink tonight because she'll be able to drive us all home because she does not drink. So that's great, and I'm really looking forward to the dinner and the whole event. So now I'm going to get into the shower and I'll update you as things goes along. I'll let you know just what's happening between now and the bash, and hopefully a successful night. Well, it's now 20 minutes to 5 and I've scrubbed myself up, but I ain't putting my good clothes on till we're leaving, which will be about 5:15. So I'm sitting here in my comfortable evening jogging bottoms with a plain white t-shirt, painting a picture here, and I've just left my wife, who is in the front bedroom, trying on her outfits. Come on, you ladies, what on earth are you like? How does this look? Oh, it's beautiful. That's a lovely one. And I'm being sincere, it was a lovely one. Not sure about this one. What about these trousers? Oh, yeah, they're lovely. They're nice, clean black trousers. What do you mean black? They're a deep wine. So they are, yes. So you're saying I should wear black ones? No, I'm not saying that at all. It's just the light in here didn't show them up as wine. In the daylight, probably will, you know. What about this necklace around here? Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, it goes with the top. Yes, smashing. Maybe I'll try another one. So spent 5 minutes here changing them over for, you know, those little lobster hooks. Well, I just cut my nails the other day, so what a disaster. Anyway, I thought I'd convinced her that the top and the necklace brooch thing that she was going to wear, pendant, was lovely, all the gold. And I said, that's it, you're sorted now. Maybe this other top, man. So I gently closed the door and said, I'm going to have a cup of tea. I'll leave you alone to yourself. Because guaranteed, if I go in there now, she'll have another top on, and another pendant, and another necklace. What on earth are you ladies like? I'll update you when we're leaving. I'm going to have a nice hot cup of tea in front of the computer and listen to some Christmas music. And I don't need to worry. I know what I'm putting on, and that will be it. Shirt, trousers, shoes. Well, it's 6:20 p.m. and we've already picked up the relations at the hometown and arrived here at Shotts St. Patrick's. And since it's raining, well, it's not raining now, it was raining heavy, I dropped him off at the hall and I've dropped the car back at the front of the car park. So no one boxes us in when we decide to go home. So just heading in now. Can you hear my dress, leather shoes? Hurt my feet, honestly. But got to be dressed. I prefer my soft leather ones. Anyway, just heading in now, and we're a wee bit early, but as I said before, my wife loves to be early to any kind of occasion. Doesn't matter what it is, she likes to get there. So, 20 yards, I'll be in the hall, and then I'll keep you updated as to what's happening. Our seats, our tables are apparently reserved, and so I'll get in, sit down, warm and cosy, and then I'll have a Guinness when the bar opens before the dinner comes. Speak to you all later. Lovely. Well, as cosy can be. Well, it's now 7:15 and we've had a couple of drinks. Can you believe you got a pint of Guinness up here in this church hall, this chapel hall, for £1.80? What a bargain that is! The hall's full now, all the tables are filled, all reserved, people are all in, and we're just waiting on a grub coming along. So, looking forward to a really good night. 2 pints of Guinness? Maybe I shouldn't have any more, I'm not used to all this excitement. I'll update you soon, but certainly a buzz coming in there now. Expectations of a good night. Well, you're right, you just heard George Michael, Wham, Last Christmas, playing. And we've just finished our food. Dinner was lovely, and just about to get tea, coffee, and miniature mincemeat pies. But it was a good dinner, thoroughly enjoyed it, and great atmosphere. Just waiting on the main artiste coming along now and kicking the event off. I have to say, we've been well fed, well watered so far. And George Michael, Wham, with Last Christmas. My favourite song, probably one of my most favourite songs ever, for Christmas. So romantic, isn't it? Ah, memories of me and my wife dancing close up on the dance floor. Nostalgia. Why wouldn't we do?
Just a nice
night.
Last time I seen that, we
laughing at jumping, Andrew was slowed, he couldn't get up to see himself.
Andrew's what I told you already, you know, on my horse.
Since I got us to the ladder, not going to bed, the one that used to go out my back.
Dead bed.
I'm going to go to the hospital.